it is the life of me. Hey, help. We are back with another podcast show. I'm your host, King Philippe. This is Top Music and Entertainment Podcast Show. You already know, if you are listening to this on YouTube, you already know what to do. Go ahead and hit the subscribe button. Join the royal family. Become a part of the royal team. You know, it costs you nothing to share this video or this auto. You know, like, and all that good stuff. And support, you know. You know how we do it. At the end of every episode, I always say love each other, protect each other, support each other. Yep. Most of all, know your worth. Yeah, so the support thing is real. This video, we got a lot to talk about. I just had to come in, like, because this music industry is acting up big time. But first off, shout out to Trina. I watched a video, and I know the BET Hip Hop Awards show was aired, I'm guessing a few days ago or a day ago, I'm not sure. But Trina was honored, as she should. Missy Elliott said in the video that was tribute for Trina. Was it Missy? I don't know if it was Missy who said it or if it was Remy, because I know Remy Ma gave, like, the speech or whatever to, look, I only saw the video. It was like a 3-minute video, and that had been hours ago, so bear with me. Y'all ready, though? But one of them said that Trina has been very consistent, and I want to say, and we're going to get into some things about the female rappers, because they are showing their ass, like, for real, they are showing their ass. I think this is why it took so long for the industry to allow so many female rappers in at one time, because they like, look, if these chicks don't know how to act, and since Nicki dropped, do we have a problem? It's been problems, like, for real, and ain't no, that's not alleged, that's real. But, oh, I didn't mean to hit that. But yeah, back to Trina. Between Remy or Missy, somebody said that they spoke or brought up the fact that Trina has been so consistent. Shout out to the City Girl, JT, and Carisha, y'all Miami, because they was talking about Trina too, and saying how she inspired them. Of course, we knew that, but and it's good to hear. I love to see the underdog. I wouldn't call Trina an underdog, because I've been a fan and still a fan of Trina. And yeah, since her debut in 98, you don't know now. I've been the places I've been. Dang, I've been fucked by 5'6", bad friend, that you know now. Did she say she fucked by 5'6", best friend? Okay, Trina didn't play. And she's still the baddest bitch. Yeah. But yeah, since her debut, Trina has been the only female rapper up until Nicki that has been consistent. consistently putting out records. Like, Trina may not have the international success or do big numbers like the Nicki Minaj and the Cardi B or whatever, but she's true to the music, she's true to her artistry, and she deserves her flowers. And if that clip, what I was watching of the Hip Hop Award show, BET Hip Hop Award, if that clip was what I think it is, or was Trina receiving like a prestigious award, like being honored or something like that, then yeah, they got it right. So give Trina her flowers. She deserved that. Now, moving on to, we're going to get to Beyonce. We're going to get to Beyonce. We also go get to Tia and Tamara. We're going to talk about them, Corey, and we're going to talk about these female rapper and Kanye West with the White Lives Matter t-shirt. Yeah. We sit back, y'all. This may be a little ride, and it's okay. Let's do it. This is Top Music and Entertainment Podcast Show. I'm your host, King Philippe. You already know what the deal is. Okay. So, ever since Nicki Minaj made this Queen mix a Freaky Girl with JT Akbar, Malibu Mitch, I think that's her name, and it was someone else that I'm missing. The other two girls I wasn't too familiar with, like I am with JT and Akbar, JT being my favorite. But ever since Nicki dropped that remix, Cardi B, which, look, Cardi B is Nicki Minaj's biggest fan. I'm gonna just put it out there. Say what you want. Y'all know it. The Barty Game or whatever they are, they know it, that Cardi B is, I mean, nobody stand Nicki harder. Nobody trolls Nicki harder than Cardi B and her followers. Like, it's kind of sad, but it's cute. So give Cardi her flowers for being a A1 day one fan of Nicki Minaj. But ever since Nicki put these bad bitch, bad queens on this remix, Cardi has been out with this hit list, like, to just start a war with all these girls. Like, it started with Akbar, or however you say her name. And listen, if y'all don't know the tea with these, because I ain't doing what the other people do, I'm not reading this and going back and forth. I'm sorry. You don't know by now. If you don't know it by now, you will never know. I can't do it. I'm not doing it. Because I just want to talk. So, like I said, it started with Akbar. And then it got real heavy, real messy, real fast. And then she had to start with JT. Like, for real. Now, Jason Lee, and Jason Lee, you cool sometimes. What they say, what Patti LaBelle said about Dionne Warwick, what Patti LaBelle said on Talk on, hold on, let me get my shit together. What did Patti LaBelle say on Gotta Be Real? There's a YouTube show called Gotta Be Real. Old show, but very legendary. About what Patti, it's a show that Patti the bell and all the celebrities are on. And Patti LaBelle said that ain't nobody worried about Diana, meaning Mrs. Ross, Diana Ross. She was like, Patti was like, ain't nobody worried about Diana. She's talented sometimes. So with that being said, yeah, ain't nobody worried about Cardi. She talented. Well, maybe not talented sometimes, but it is what it is. But she came for JT, and I like JT. The City Girls, you know, a little raunchy, a little ratchet, or whatever like that. But that's their style, that's their brand. And JT is a songwriter, and I am a songwriter, so I really connect or find myself clinging more to songwriters in this business. So when I found out JT wrote her own rhymes, and pretty much JT is the City Girls, I, you know, gravitated more to JT than Young Miami. Not saying that I don't like Young Miami. Carisha Please, I love Carisha Please. This show is banging. Yeah, but yeah, JT has always been my favorite. So when I heard the Queen's remix and JT challenged Roman, I was, that's what I'm talking about. Wrong button. But JT, yeah, she did that. And when Cardi came for JT, I was like, look, Cardi B, because you want to talk about what the City Girl has done, and they highest charting or highest YouTube song or video is the one featuring you, and haven't, and you want to say that they haven't had a hit allegedly since Act Up or whatever. It is what it is. Like, can you go in the studio right now and write a give me some bars dissing JT? I mean, can you do that? Because I know JT can definitely write some bars dissing you. As a matter of fact, y'all talking about Cardi B is the queen of rap, but I think Partisan is. Shout out to Megan Thee Stallion for allowing her man to keep writing these records for Cardi B. And yeah, he's the queen. He's the queen of hip hop. But we already know that ain't true either. Cause it gets no better than Nicki Minaj. I'm just saying. She's the real queen. And no, Nicki is not putting these girls up to attack Cardi B. Cause that has been said. Allegedly, Cardi B is doing this on her own. And everything that we talk about here is alleged, because, you know, we're just having fun, entertainment, kicks and giggles. That's what we're doing over here. So now Cardi B, Jason Lee wants, okay, let me, because I'm all over the place. Jason Lee from Hollywood Unlocked or whatever, he's cool with Cardi. They're friends. So supposedly he's supposed to have got Cardi B and JT to squash their beef, which it wouldn't have really been much of a beef. But, you know, Cardi B started. She started it like she always do. And they want to blame Nicki, saying that Nicki got people coming for Cardi B. And JT has already spoken out against these false allegations, saying that her and Nicki do not gossip about other female artists. Like, they don't even do that, so Nicki hasn't put her up or nobody else up to attack Cardi B on Twitter or Instagram or on to come for Cardi B, period. Now, Cardi B decides that, okay, she's moving on from JT. Let's get the Malibu Mitch. Is that her name, Malibu Mitch girl? Well, Malibu says she ain't having it. She went to her social media and she made a little video. First of all, she already said, until you at me, at her, and, you know, she'll handle it from there. Supposedly, allegedly, her and Cardi B met up, or Cardi came to the location that Malibu was at to fight, but when Malibu got there, I don't know how the story went for real, but Cardi left. Now, when it come down to, first of all, Cardi B, then you just get out of court with Tasha K, then you just get out of court and plead guilty to them two girls, them dancers, are they dancers or whatever, that you hired to get hired a hit, put out a hit on to get beat up allegedly. Yeah, then they just beat you in court. Don't you got to pay them? Ain't Tasha K in Africa, and you ain't getting them 4 million that you thinking you getting for Tasha K. Look, you can't hang that up. Tasha K already on appeal, and she gonna keep appealing until there's just nothing else to appeal. And then look, ain't no money to get. Tasha K is traveling the world right now. Go back. How you gonna put me in an A major? Okay, sorry, but yeah, Tasha K is not paying you. Get over it. And so now, with all your legal issues going on, and the fact that you are a mother of two, why is you still trying to pull up on somebody and fight? It's stupid. Like, take it to the booth, please. Take it to the booth. Let's get some real hip hop essence flowing for real. Cause I'm sick of it. The female artists are just, they are really showing their, like my friend Squeaky say, "Oh, friend, you showing all your hairs." And if you know what I mean, she's talking about the female box down there. You showing all your hairs. And the female in the hip hop industry right now, these rappers are really showing out, and it's not entertaining at all. Well, it's very entertaining, but it's not cute. And these fans, it's gonna have y'all fucked up. Cardi B is probably going to be in jail somewhere if she don't sit down and work on this next album that is bound to flop because it's taking so long. I'm not going to just call her a flop, but I'm thinking, yeah, it's giving me flop vibes. And I feel like you're too worried or too focused on things that you shouldn't be. Negative energy versus get into that next album. And your fans, oh, you have to have the worst fan club in the world, because they're more entertained. See, Cardi B is an entertainer, and I don't mean like a Beyonce or a Doja Cat. I mean, like a, you know, TV reality star, internet gangster, some shit like that. Like, because if it was about the music, she would be doing way more. That second album would have been out. And shout out to SZA. I love SZA. And we know that her second album isn't out. But see, SZA has issues over at her label. That's the reason why we haven't got her sophomore album. I think Cardi B is just like, oh, either she's over the idea of putting out a second album, or she's scared. It got to be one or the other. And like I said, ever since Nicki Minaj dropped "Do We Have a Problem," these women in hip hop has been acting out, acting ugly, acting foolish. Now, you've already attacked three, or had beef, or an issue, allegedly, with three of the girls that was featured, three out of the four of the girls that was featured on Nicki Minaj's Queen Mix. And I'm like, make it make sense. Cardi B, if I was getting the money that you girls are getting, like, for real, I ain't even got the time of the day. I don't even do social media like that now. But it is giving me desperate vibes. Like, and y'all want to attack Kanye West for a damn t-shirt that say "White Lives Matter," and which it does. But y'all is letting Cardi B just be an assassin in these streets, like pulling up, want to fight. Where your kids at? If they at home, if they at night, what you doing? It ain't right. Look, let me stop. But y'all is letting Cardi B just show out, like for real, for real. And just wash it, water under the bridge. Like, yeah, that's Cardi. Now, hadn't it been Nicki Minaj, y'all would be coming for her neck. And the reason why y'all may not want to admit it is because Nicki Minaj is the standard. She's the epitome. She is hip hop. She is female hip. She's hip hop, period. Like, when I don't even like to talk about Nicki and female hip hop or rapping or whatever, because in my eyes, Nicki Minaj is a rapper, one of the best, period. Like, period. But if it was reversed and Nicki was doing what Cardi is doing, y'all would be dragging Nicki. She need to do this and she need to do that. And nah, baby. We're going to call a spade. We're going to be fair, and somebody needs to really, really check Cardi B, because she's going to get herself hurt, like something serious, because that Malibu Mitch girl didn't sound like she was for play. She really didn't. Shout out to B with the T, Ebony. Let me see, can I pull up her video, because Ebony has the T, and she don't play. Like, I'm gonna just play a little bit of it so y'all can hear what's been going on in these streets. Hold on, give me a second. Give me a quick second. And why we take this little break, we got to pay some bills, so we'll be right back.
Fake, nice.
They're all fake to each other. You know who said it? I
Cardi B is the best. Okay, I don't like how that's sounding. That's Malibu Mitch talking, by the way. I'm trying to make her sound better or louder. And she do. But yeah, I can't play. I'm not gonna play no more because I don't like the way it's recording. Y'all don't hold that against me. But basically, that was Malibu Major. She's like, look, she ain't with the T. Don't fuck with her because she don't. She ain't out here fucking with y'all. And she's a retired ass whooper, gangster. You know, she from the street. And that was my first time seeing her on that picture. Once again, shout out to Ebony with Black Tea Blog. That's where we got that information that we were just listening from. We got it from her channel. And if you're on YouTube, I'm going to put a link to her video in the description box in the down below. But anyway, yeah. Basically, she was just saying like she ain't with it. Like, and if you feeling froggy, leap, because she is going to give you the smoke. She's gonna give you everything that you're asking for. But she ain't starting it. She gonna finish it. And the way she gonna finish is not gonna be in your favor, pretty much. Like, that's what I gathered. Shame on her and Cardi for even trying to allegedly link up and work some things out. But I ain't coming for Malibu Mitch because I barely know who she is, for one. And secondly, Cardi is the problem. She's the problem. Sorry. And y'all know it. And for the ones that are babying her or being her biggest cheerleader, y'all are the problem. Y'all are the problem too. Nicki Minaj is not the problem. JT is not the problem. Shout out to Nicki Minaj though, because her shade is every day. So after the JT and Cardi beat, Nicki Minaj posted a picture of JT. Yes, it got messy because Cardi came back posting a picture of Remy, and then posted allegedly, if I'm correct. I think Cardi posted a picture of Nicki Minaj's husband, Kenny Petty, ex-girlfriend or something like that. I'm not sure. I think I heard that. But, yeah, just very, very nasty. Cardi B has to be stopped. She don't play fair. She isn't playing fair. When she posted that video of Akbar's sex tape, and I'm glad Akbar is taking her ass to court, because that ain't right. Because if it was her sucking D on camera and one of the other female artists would have posted it, we will still be seeing Cardi make Instagram videos or whatever, crying, talking about it. I got kids and this, that, and the third. And like, girl, you can't be like the victim and the the monster. I don't understand too. Like, pick a size, or go in the studio, write your rhymes, work on your album, and drop it. Cater to your fans, because team him up with this new girl or whoever she is with that record tomorrow. Y'all got a top 10 hit or whatever, but it's like, come on. You are quote unquote allegedly in a lot of people's eyes level to Nicki Minaj. You are, as far as notoriety and, yeah, you up there. It's like Nicki, you, and Megan, y'all are like the top three. I'm sorry, hold on. Nicki, Doja Cat, you, and Megan, because y'all are gonna stop playing the Doja Cat face. Like, Doja Cat is a female rapper. She just fluent with that shit. She can do rap, she can do pop, she can do R&B, and y'all are mad that y'all fave Nikki. I'm sorry, Nikki. Please, I'm so sorry, Nikki. But y'all are mad that y'all fave aren't as universal as crossover as content wise as broad as Doja Cat. Like, y'all faves are these one trick pony who could barely rap and damn sure can't make a pop or R&B record. So yeah, y'all don't want to give Doja her flowers when it come down to her bars. And honestly, if it ain't Nicki, ain't nobody got bars for real. Like, yeah, Megan can rhyme, but come on. Doja Cat is an artist who raps, and she is definitely one of the female rappers. Y'all can either hate it or love it. It is what it is. I said it. That is not alleged. That is facts. So yeah, get out Doja ass when it come down to, yeah, she's not a rapper, because yeah, she's more of a rapper than Cardi B, who don't even rap her own lyrics, that is, allegedly. Y'all, look, we ain't got to say alleged. We know Parts is writing her shit. Shout out to the queen of hip hop, Partisan, the princess. I'm sorry, JT. Party got to be the princess. Anyway, I ain't finna go in on a man like that. But yeah, Cardi B has to be stopped. I'm going to say that, and we're going to move on. Now, on to Tia. and Corey. Separation. So this is very sad. RIP to Coolio too, you guys. We lost another real one. And yes, I'm going to talk about Tia and Corey, but this just popped in my head. You know, I'm random over here. So yeah, Coolio had the understanding, and I've been trying to push this. I won't say push, but I've been trying to teach, or, you know, drop these gems on my people when it come down to the quote unquote African American race, and us being black when we're really brown. Have you ever seen a black person? Not many. I see a lot of shades of the color brown. But it'll take another whole show to break that down. But Coolio was a follower of Dane Calloway, who is giving us new discovery, new information, and, you know, breaking down our history in true form versus what we was taught by the white people in school and growing up or whatever. Like, all that shit false. But anyway, y'all got to be open enough to want to receive what we're going on. And Coolio was one of the one who was open and awoke. He was woke, you know. He understood, and I'm glad that him and Dane Calloway got a chance to, like, talk or whatever, and was on the same page when it come down to just that whole movement. But y'all might not get it now, black people. I just don't like that. being called black. Like, how you go from being called colored, mulatto at one point, what was the other one? Like, indigenous, I hope I said that right, because I will mess up a word. I think it's indigenous or something like that. But we were called so much more Indian. We were called Indians at one point. Native American. First of all, I'm American, period. This is my homeland. It is what it is. But how we go from being called all that, especially colored being number one. How do you go from being called colored to being called black? Do you know the true meaning, the true definition of black? Like, black is darkness. It's like to be erased, or, you know, it don't exist. It's black. It's nothing. So we go from being called color, where all these colors, to being called nothing, just darkness. It makes no sense. But somewhere along the line, our people start claiming to be black and proud, and that's what we're labeled as. Not only if we're labeled as a colored, because, yeah, we call white people white, but at the end of the day, they are Caucasian. you know, or whatever like that. And aliens, allegedly. Shout out to Kanye West, man. White lives matter. Give it up for Kanye. I love it. But yeah, to being called nothing, to being called darkness. And why are we the only group of people that are labeled as two continent African-American? Make it make sense, people. Y'all wonder why the Africans don't really fuck with us like that? Because they know the truth. We ain't come from over there. We were already here. They stole our land and tricked us. But anyway, moving on. Tia Mowry filed for divorce from her husband Corey after 14 years of marriage and 21 years of friendship. Now, Tia and Tamara, the twins, are very private when it comes down to sharing their personal life, as they should be, you know. And this couple, when I first heard the news, I was like stunned. I was shocked. I was taken aback, because I'm like, I was rooting for them, but was I really? Because we don't know much about their marriage. They have two kids, and, you know, they don't put their business out there like that. Like, it is what it is when it comes down to their marriage. But I wouldn't say I was rooting for them, because I don't think much of them, but I do sometimes. But they seem like a pretty good couple, and I can't say that they're not, or they wasn't, because of the filing, the separation filing. But I can say that from the outside looking in, it's kind of sad. But at the end of the day, Tia seems to me, based off what I've been seeing in the blogs, what she's been posting on her social media lately, she just seemed like either allegedly Corey wasn't giving her the attention that she needed, or making her feel valid, or whatever. This is just me, you know. This is just me spectating, being a spectator, outside looking in. This is me guessing. This is me coming up with my own kind of conclusion or whatever. But yeah, it seemed like Teal just hasn't been feeling the love lately. And then based off of a post that Corey made, he basically was saying like, he didn't say this verbatim, but I gathered this from him. Basically saying like, don't act out of emotions or because you're in your feeling, because you're gonna lose, or you're giving up on something because you're in your feelings right now. Like, you're giving up on a good thing because you emotional right now or in your feelings. To each his own. If that's what he feel, then that's what he feel. He did come out to shut down rumors about him allegedly cheating or stepping out on his marriage. Apparently, that's not the case. And like I said, we don't know because they're very private. But Corey said that wasn't the case, you know. And they've been knowing each other. They've been friends for 21 years. Let's go there. Married 14. Dated for 9 years or whatever. So with that being said, people grow apart. It happens. And if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, but I think that Corey was Tia first. I believe she lost her virginity to him. So, you know, if they've been dating for a long time, I say that to say that they've been dating for a long time, and things happen. Like, she said that because she made a statement, you know, after TMZ found out. They nosy ass. Shout out to TMZ though. Tim made a statement saying like, it's no hard feeling. They're still gonna be friends and co-parent and do all this stuff. Like, it is what it is. Like, she wants to be happy, and if leaving him is gonna allow her that extra space to find her happiness, I am in full support. Although it's a bittersweet moment, I guess, and the fans live, and I'm speaking as a fan, hearing that news of the separation and the filing of divorce. But this, I will say, this is probably one of the cleanest Hollywood divorce ever. Because, like, literally, I don't want nothing. You ain't got to pay me no child support, no alimony, nothing. Like, we're just gonna separate and have joint custody, and let's just move on. Pretty much. And this is due to a prenup that was that they both had at the beginning of their marriage, and it is what it is. So it's going to be a very clean divorce, very clean. It's not going to be messy. Like what's the guy name who just went through a divorce? A very nasty divorce. The boy, Leonardo DiCaprio, and who else? Nasty divorce. Pretty much Hollywood. Period. Anybody in Hollywood that separate, it'd be a very drawn out, nasty divorce. And I read on YouTube that Brad Pitt, and I'm going to say allegedly, but anyway, this is what I read. Brad Pitt either slapped one of his kids when they was on the plane, and like, I want to say choked or punched, allegedly, the other kid, and had Angelina Jolie. Like, that divorce is nasty. That's nasty. what I read on Instagram, I mean, what I read on YouTube in regards to Brad Pitt and the kids and Angelina was not cool. It was not cool, and it did not make Brad Pitt look like that all-American, boy next door superstar actor that we know him to be. But hey, it is what it is. So I said that to give you an example of a nasty divorce. That's nasty. Tia ain't having that. Corey not having it. I pray for both of their happiness moving forward. And if there's any type of reconcile in the future, who knows? We don't know what the future holds. I ain't gonna bite my tongue and nothing like that. And I'm pretty sure neither one of them is doing that. But it's good that they can still be friends. I will say that because me and my daughter mother has the best relationship. And no, we were never together, and being together is probably, nah, it wouldn't have never worked. But co-parenting is like, we always on the same page. It's a beautiful thing. She's one of my best friends, and it'll work. I think their friendship is more important than, you know, trying to be together. So I do believe her and him when they say that they're going to remain friends, and they have two kids, so they're stuck with each other for a long time, 21 more years plus. So that's just sad news to hear. I say the sad news for last, I guess, dealing with talking about Coolio passing and this divorce. Now, on the other hand, Tamara releases a memoir, and she talked about how being on The Real was the worst time in her career. She talked about how she would get anxiety, how she would throw up, like, before the show on Sunday, before she leave to go film the show. Like, it was just one of the worst time in her career. And I'm like, that is crazy. That is so crazy. Like, nobody would have thought that, but she were one of the, after Tamar, she was one of the first to leave. And it's just weird. It's just weird. I want to say, her having these type of feelings is not weird at all. I'm just saying, to hear that information, like, that's something to take in, because it's like, really? Like, as a fan, I wouldn't want her to go through that for no job, period. Ever again. Like, if the job ain't right, find something else to do. You Tamara, I'm sorry, you're Tamara, and y'all are both Tia and Tamara, and y'all have been in our lives since sister since the 90s, since we were kids, and we feel like Tia, Tamara, and Taj Amari, smart guy, the three of y'all are like our brother and sisters or whatever, and we're gonna ride with y'all. So we want y'all happiness. That's what we want. We want happiness from you ladies and gentlemen. And if something is going on in y'all life that is blocking that, we need to get in there, fix that, and take it out. So Tamara, never put yourself through that type of anxiety ever again, especially for a job. That's all I had to say on that note. I think this, because this is a very long podcast right now as it is, so after I talk about Beyonce, we're going to end this thing. Beyonce. shout out to the queen of music, Beyonce. Yes, yes, she's the queen of music. Give her her flowers. What are y'all doing? That's how we do that. Shout out to the queen of music. I got that from Ash Miracle. Ash Miracle Show. She's a YouTuber who I love. I listen to her every morning. But anyway, shout out to Beyonce. But I made a YouTube video about this last week. And I was kind of trolling when I say Beyonce, I heard from Beyonce Camp, and the visuals are coming. Because I didn't, I'm just wishful guessing or thinking or hoping or whatever. But Beyonce, I don't know what type of game she's playing. She dropped Summer Renaissance visuals, but not really. What she dropped was Beyonce has a partnership with Tiffany & Co. And it's like a, I say, advertisement video using the Summer Renaissance. I don't even know what to say. But we want one whole video. I mean, I know you the queen of music. But this Renaissance layout, rollout, whatever marketing strategy has been something else. She already, first of all, I think, see, Beyonce plans, she's a planner. Let's get that straight. And it's aggravating us. Shout out Taylor Swift. Because at least Taylor be giving us little nuggets, a little Easter eggs, shake up, call them. And, you know, little clues to figure out what she doing or got planned or whatever. Beyonce ain't doing that. Like, she is private to the, she is the epitome of private. Like, for real. Because she already missed the deadline to submit any type of visual content for to be eligible for the Grammy in 2023. So if she dropped any visuals now, she won't be able to be nominated for a Grammy for that until the following year, which is 2024. In September is the end of September is cutoff date for the Grammys, and if I'm not mistaken, a lot of I won't speak on the other award shows because I really don't know, but I know for a fact for the Grammys, the end of September, I don't know which date. I think it's the 28th or something. Don't quote me on that, but yeah, she missed that, and I don't think Beyonce is going to be performing at the Grammys either. Like, I don't think she's going to perform at the Grammys. She did not perform at the VMAs, and I just think Beyonce is just over these award shows. Like, until they put some respect on Beyonce's name, like, there's no reason why Rihanna and Lizzo, shout out to the, but hey, give them their flowers because they earned it. But they are closer to receiving the ECOT award, and that's when you get like a Oscar and Tony Award, I think, a Grammy Award, an Emmy, something like that. When you get them all, if I'm not mistaken, don't quote me on this either, but I believe Whoopi Goldberg has the ECOT. I'm not aware of many people who actually has the ECOT, but Beyonce really gets snubbed all the time, especially with the Grammys. I mean, with the Oscars, because I feel like the Stay Alive record should have been, you know, an Oscar award performance song. It was definitely worthy. I know it was nominated, but I feel like she should have won. I feel like Beyonce should have got an Oscar this past award ceremony, but it is what it is. And somebody pointed out the fact that you can just tell Beyonce, I know she went to the Grammy last year, and I think that was more so because of Megan was receiving 3 and this, that, and the third. But even looking at her in that moment, she looked tired. She looked like she didn't want to be there. And I just think that she's over it, which is kind of sad, because who are we going to watch to perform? I mean, Doja Cat, I guess. But who are we going to watch to perform? I'm sorry, Beyonce is the epitome of performance, live performance. She's the greatest living entertainer out right now. Hands down, Beyonce is the best entertainer. And these award show has been flopping because there ain't no Queen Bee gracing the stage. I mean, Chloe did doing her thing, and they playing a Normani face. So, who are we watching? Now, I will say that last year at the VMAs, my American brothers and sisters ate. I mean, Lil Nas X put on a hell of a show. Chloe Bailey put on a hell of a show. Normani put on a hell of a show. And Doja Cat performed her ass off, like as she do every time. But Beyonce is the queen, the king and queen, baby. Like, come on, who are we going to watch? And it's like, with that being said, are we being punished? That's my question. Are we being punished because allegedly Beyonce is over these award shows? So are we being punished? I've said that the visual will, if there's a full like film or whatever, they will be out before Christmas, if not at Christmas or whatever. I feel like it's gonna come any day now, but I've been feeling like that since the release of the album back in almost 2-3 months ago. I don't know. The girls, Beyonce is like, look, I'm the queen of music. I had a number one song and album with no visuals. Yeah, y'all don't need no visuals. Love this album some more. And I do. I listen to it almost 3 times a day, if not 30. And it's slowly becoming my favorite album that has been released this year. Slowly becoming, because Mary J. Blige album was my favorite. Good Morning Gorgeous, I love. That's like the best album I've heard this year. But Beyonce is slowly taking over that spot for me. And it's okay, because I love both of them. Now, with that being said, the more I listen to Renaissance, the more I'm getting into these last records, you know, after Plastered Off the Sofa, you know, like Move. Well, I haven't Move still. The second part of Move is everything. At Move, yeah. It's just the second part. This how I move. How I move. Yeah, it has to be the second part. I love the second part. Like, Grace Jones, you legendary. But baby, you didn't do it for me like I thought you did. Yeah. It has to be the second part. what it is. I'm trying to see y'all, so just bear with me. I ain't paid the bill this month, so we got to get the advertisement. Shout out to Anchor too, and Spotify. I'm on Spotify with the podcast or whatever. Top Music and Entertainment Podcast Show. Hey, yeah, see. Hey. I mean, I like that, but when they part come in, yes, that's when it really hit for me. Give me a little food. Yeah, that second part is everything to me. And then I love Heated. Let's see, I'm talking about these records because when the album first dropped, you know, I liked them, but they wasn't my favorite. But I couldn't mess up all time. I gotta cool it down, Heated. But my new favorite record that I just listen to over and over and over and over again is Thick. Thick is the shit. This record is so dope to me now. Hey, baby, that's the thing. That's that thing. Look at the shit. And cherry. Calamari. Spend my money, make it count. If it lost, then make it bounce. Just dropping that shit down. That's that camera, me a number. That's that just got out of college. That I don't do this usually. You don't know what you do to me. Hey. Well, I tell you, she's still going in right now. It's just. Beyonce, why is you haunting us? We need visuals. All up in your mind, it's growing on me. But, where they want to, hey, cut the ball. Hey, America has a problem. Hey. Nigga, I'm bad. Come on, we wanna get ha 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 ha. And then of course Summer Renaissance. And hey, Beyonce, the reason why your fans are upset, pissed, mad, call it whatever you want to, is because we just don't know what you're doing. We just wanna know. Can we know? Can the hive know? Like, cause we gonna start fighting each other in a minute. You don't wanna do that. We fighting each other because Beyonce ain't dropped no visual. And she playing with us. Why is she doing us like that? Gotta play your thing. What's that? Hey, shout out to Uncle Johnny. Hey, I still love Cozy though. Cozy and Alien Superstar are still one of my favorite. Of course, Cuff It. It's Cuff It. Okay, since I've been seeing Cuff It all over the internet these past 2 days, all on Twitter and stuff, it's like, is that the next single? Because I can deal with that. That record is pretty universal. I can see it hitting all age demographics. Like, yeah, I can deal with that. But yeah, Beyonce, that's our issue. Like, we just don't know what's going on. And then we was told that this is act one of a trilogy, so it's like, I don't know, because I had mentioned So, and we're just talking here. But I had mentioned a while back that I feel like, and it could have already been confirmed, I'm not sure, but I feel like the three different act will be in a form of the album, which we already have, and then the visual, and then the live visuals. But I don't know. It could be three albums. I don't know what Beyonce doing, but I need for her to let us know something. But anyway, either way, we're going to wait on the queen of music, even if we're frustrated, aggravated, pissed off. Beyonce going to do what Beyonce does. Pay us dust and move how she move. And it is what it is. It is what it is, and we're going to love it whenever it do come. If it's 1, 2, 3 videos, if it's a video to every record, if it's a film, I don't know. We're going to love it. We're going to eat it up because she's Beyonce. We love her. Love her. Oh my God, why did you invite Kim Kardashian to the birthday party? Now she feel like she in the circle. I guess inviting her sisters, you know. Why am I fucking with Kim right now? Y'all know I don't really do the Kardashians. I don't really do it, but Kim was so happy to get that invite. I just had to say that. I've been waiting to tell y'all that Kim was happy to be at Beyonce's birthday party this year. Anyways, we're going to end this show. I really miss being back on this podcast thing. Like, I haven't released no content, maybe one or two, this whole year, which is not good at all. I'm gonna be more consistent. Y'all gonna hear from me, because I ain't got nothing to do. I have no vehicle right now and barely have a roof over my head. So as long as I got this machine and this phone, y'all are gonna hear from me, please. And I need for y'all to hear from me because I need to be making money. So every advertisement, every plug-in, every whatever, listen to them because I need the coins. I need y'all to share this video. I need y'all to support me because it is so crazy over here. And I can make a show just telling y'all about the craziness that I've experienced this year alone. Oh my God, being sick, being arrested, being evicted. I can go on, but I ain't gonna do it right now. So we'll need a whole nother hour to talk about that, and that's just giving you the little bit. But anyway, y'all know how we do. Love each other, protect each other, support each other, love me, support me. Most of all, know your worth. This is Top Music. Hold up. Before we end, I'm going to use this last minute to congratulate Rihanna on her Super Bowl whatever gig. Rihanna is, I hope I'm right, because I've been hearing this, so yeah, I think I am right. Rihanna is scheduled to headline the Super Bowl, the halftime performance, next year. So I'm guessing a new record is coming, and I'm thinking that this is going to be Rihanna final album. I don't think Rihanna is musically driven anymore, and I think she's just gonna do this for the navies and, you know, the part-time navies like me. Drop that record, do that, give that performance, and deuces to the music industry, because she's a billionaire now and a mother, and she ain't really got to do much of anything anymore. So yeah, with that being said, Kanye West is not crazy. I don't know what was his purpose for wearing that shirt, White Lives Matter, but I feel like, y'all, Kanye West is not crazy at all. He know what the F he be doing, and y'all fall into it every time. For the people that are saying he's going to be canceled or need to be canceled, y'all been trying to cancel Kanye West since the cancel culture thing started. It's not going to work. Not going to work at all. Chloe, boo, Kanye West, do not lead your love or any love from the Kardashian other than his kids. So we're good. And everybody else, I'm going to talk about Rihanna and some later episode, because I really want to go down that road with the Rihanna thing. But yeah, y'all know when it comes to Kanye West, I am a dedicated, biased fan. But I also connect with Kanye West because as a songwriter, people think I'm crazy, weird, or whatever. And I just know that when I put my stuff in my music, it comes out better than me talking or trying to express myself in that way. With that being said, I know Kanye West has a weird way, or I wouldn't say weird, just a not y'all way of delivering things, but it comes from a real place. I'll say that there was a purpose with that shirt, trust me. And uproar and the attention, the negative attention that y'all is giving him behind his shirt is too much. And I'm gonna just say that. Until next time, my warrior family, my kings, queen, love each other, protect each other, but most of all, know your worth. I'm your host, King Philippe. I will get at you in the next one. We out of here. Hey.